You'll have to get involved, though. 615-737-1025. That's coming up in about 40 minutes. Tell us what you know. It's open and it's easy to do. We're in a little bit of a stall waiting for Teron Davenport to join us. He does that every Monday at 11 o'clock. We'll get into a little Titan stuff. George Kittle had his big tight end U over the weekend. We can talk about that as well. It's coming up here very soon. By the way, congratulations to Ole Miss. They got it done. Willie, I'm just going to say it. Going into the College World Series, who was the team I said you better watch out for? Here's the
Tennessee?
Team I'm picking. Nope. Nope. Well, they weren't in it. They weren't in Omaha. Yep, they weren't in it.
Oh, I thought you meant going into the tournament.
No, going into to the College World Series. I said you better watch out. Ole Miss may be that team. That's the team I'm watching closely. Don't be surprised. They were hot at the right time.
It was impressive.
It was impressive.
They had the mojo, man. I've got this is what I know does have to do with that game yesterday.
Oh. Does it really?
Oh, yeah. It does.
Okay. I can't wait to hear that. They were down, 2-1 in the, was it the seventh or the eighth, and they tacked on three.
Right, two wild pitches. One of them was the guy wasn't. There was nobody on second base, and they still got the signals crossed.
Was that a pitch out? What was
he
doing?
No, he was. The catcher thought the express was coming, and the pitcher threw the local. He threw the deuce, and it got away. It was brutal. I haven't either. I don't think I've ever seen that in as big a moment as that.
Yeah,
where that's a massive run, massive run. And you have it go in, you know, you have it come across like that. You're living large if you're Ole Miss. And so Oklahoma's got, and I've got, that's, I don't want to reveal my, this is what I know, but there was another play in that game which kind of lets you know that it just was Ole Miss's time.
They were just that
good. They caught the breaks. Well, they were not the best team in college baseball.
Whoa.
But they are the champions.
When's the last time they lost?
They are the champions.
When's the last time they lost?
The other day to Arkansas.
Oh, okay. So they lost one game in Omaha, and they lost none in the Super Regionals. Did they lose in the regional?
I don't think so. There was a lot of rain down there, but they won. They lost the first game in the SEC tournament to Vanderbilt, a knockout game. But I get your point. They got hot at the right time. They won, I think they went 16-3 or something in the last, or 18-3, 18-4. They played well when it was time. But when we're talking Stanley Cup winners, this year, the best team all year long won the championship. There are other times where a team that wasn't the best team wins, but that's why we love sports. Is either can be true, and it can still be super compelling. So Ole Miss is a worthy champion. They got through the tough times. They hung in there. They got the opportunity to play, and they made the most of it. And they're the champs.
Let's talk with TD. Teron Davenport joins us, NFL Nation reporter for ESPN, ESPN.com. Talking with TD's his podcast. Tight end you, George Kittle, put it on. Man, some big names. Always an interesting event here in our market. What did you make of it? And I'm going to kind of bounce off of that, just hearing your thoughts on George Kittle putting that on. What did you think?
Yeah, I didn't get it attended this year, but I was there last year, and I got to see just the firsthand, just the coaching and things that go into it. Travis Kelce, I'll say this, is really a technician with his routes. I remember he talked about just kind of exploding out of your break, kind of like a pitcher exploding off of the mound, and it was a really good parallel. So George Kittle, you know, going over blocking techniques, and, you know, you got so many guys there. The former Bears and Panthers tight end, his name slips him, Greg Olsen, you know, it's just a really good collection of guys, and it's great to know that, you know, Chig Okonkwo was there, Austin Hooper was there. So it's a good opportunity to come together and share trade secrets, so to speak.
Yeah, and I wanted to go there with Chig. I'm not comfortable with his name yet. I'm going to work on it. And then when I'm really comfortable, I'm just going to start throwing it out there. but we'll just go with Chick for now.
If you can say Borowiecki, Darren, I think you could say Okonkwo.
I said I need to work
on it. Ugozium Okonkwo.
Yeah.
I get it, TD. Okay, I know you got it down, man. You're rubbing it in, okay? I need to work on it. I'm just telling you, I'm rusty.
Hey, that's easy compared to what I used to have to do. Halaputa Vati Vitae, you know. Right tackle for the Eagles back in the day.
Oh, my gosh. And you still just ripped it off just now. Nicely done. I'll have it down by training camp. How about that?
All right, we'll work on it.
So I am intrigued by him, though, because I think we're going to be talking about him a lot, right? So I need to learn how to say his name correctly because he really intrigues me. Every time I hear him talk, I'm drawn to him. Am I looking into this a little too much? I mean, what are your thoughts on him? And can he truly be a guy that is going to be a resource at that position this year?
Yeah, no, you're not wrong at all. I mean, in fact, Chig is a guy that I penciled in to the Titans back in January just because of the match. They've been wanting a guy that could pretty much do everything similar to Jonnu Smith, and this is their man for that because he's someone that you could line him up in the backfield. You go to 2018, he took a 50-plus yard handoff for a touchdown against Illinois. We remember what Jonnu Smith did that. I believe it was against the Texans. So the similarities there, the body types, the versatility, whereas you start him in the backfield and line him up, motion him out wide. You could flex him. He could go in line. Now, blocking is still something that he has to continue to improve upon, but there's just so much that you could put on him, and he's a very talented young player. So it's going to be exciting watching that come along. And then just to kind of transfer it to the football field, what we're seeing at this level in minicamp, those 2 days he had a combined total of 4 touchdowns in the low red zone drills. And Jonnu Smith, as we know, was a favorite of Ryan Tannehill's in the red zone. 8 touchdowns in 2019, or was it 2020 rather? You know, so that combination is going to be there. He caught 3 from Tannehill in minicamp, so you're going to see him get used a lot. Tight ends typically are a position where, you know, it takes a bit to transfer into the league, but I think for what they're going to ask him to do and it's, you know, in that role, I think it's going to do well for them.
There's been some good tight ends come out of Maryland. I'll be honest, I didn't really watch him much at Maryland. How I'm sure you went, especially leading up to the draft, I know you watch a lot of film. What did you see when you watched his film, if you indeed did that? Because I know, like you said, you've been talking about him for a good while.
Yeah, I definitely watched the film. The thing that I like about it is the angry running style. You know, he rarely goes down with first contact. He runs through a lot of tackles, and he has good acceleration after the catch. They did a lot of things where he kind of like dump offs, you know, like he released immediately to the flat and they threw the ball to him. Those type of things, and just the fact that they used him all over, the versatility, and I mean, you watch him, it's literally like watching Jonnu Smith. So those are the things that I like, because Jonnu Smith was a guy that I really enjoyed watching, and just the way that he'll bring physicality to the passing game, which is the same thing that Jonnu did for the Titans and what he's looking to do for the Patriots. So that's really what I liked about him.
Let me just go here. So besides that, another rookie, because I think he's got a chance to really grab our attention. But is there somebody else that you think will be grabbing our attention? Because there's always those training camp stories, right? There's always somebody that comes out of nowhere. And so let's push him off to the side because we believe Chig will be one of those guys. But there'll be more than one. Who do you think is another one that's got a chance to have us talking a lot in camp?
Yeah, I think Kyle Phillips, when you watch, and he's going to be one of those guys that stands out in one-on-ones and those type of things. It's always designed for the receiver, but he's a pretty good route runner and very savvy with his route. So, yeah, I think he'll stand out. Brandon Lewis out of Air Force is another guy that will probably stand out along those same lines. So, you know, you got those receivers. I think when you take it to the defense, Roger McCreary is going to be an interesting guy. I think, you know, you always love competitors and guys that just you know, go at every snap like it's the last one, and that's what he does. So he'll be someone else to watch. So those are a few, in my opinion.
We're talking to Teron Davenport. Teron, I am. You got in my head. I was looking at your tweets, and you did a quote to me. This is another great question that we've been throwing around a lot for the summer here. This is a perfect one. A random player you used to dominate with in Madden football. And you went with James McKnight of the Dolphins. Yeah. So what year are we talking here? I'm trying to remember.
This was back in the Jay Feeler and Ricky Williams days. So we're talking like 2007, 2008.
2007, 2008. And so you dominated with James McKnight? You must have been pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, what ratings are we talking about with James McKnight?
He was like a 70-something, but he had the 91 speed. And so what I used to always do is I would open up, you know, I would run Ricky run, and then I would go deep to Chris Chambers a couple of times, and then they just start focusing on that. And I used to run – there was a corner route. It was a smash concept, right? Chris
okay.
Chambers went on the outside, he'd run a hitch, and James McKnight would run the corner. And I would always make sure that I ran a sweep to the opposite side with Ricky Williams to kind of set up and give me the broad side of the field so that way that corner route could really go ahead and mature and develop. And McKnight would use that 90 speed and always run away from the safety that he was matched up with.
I was trying to think. I have not played Madden in a long, long time. When I was younger, when the Madden game first came out, what attracted me to it, and this is really the only time I played with any significance, it was in the minor leagues when I was playing baseball, but we would all use together. We played a lot of hockey, and we played a lot of Madden football. I was attracted to the classic teams, and so I used to run that three running back attack for Don Shula, the early 70s Dolphins.
Oh, yeah.
So Mercury Morris was my guy. But the mix of so I would say Mercury Morris was mine, but then you work Larry Zonka in and throw a little Jim Kick in there. And so that was me because I wasn't confident with my skills to throw it a lot, so they could run the heck out of the ball, so I used Mercury Morris a lot. That was mine.
I used to use the 94 Chargers, too, run the ball with Natron Means and run that post corner with Anthony Miller. They couldn't stop me.
Oh, very nice, very nice. All right, Teron, great stuff. Countdown is on for training camp. Enjoy these last few weeks here before we get it cranking for good.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be coming. And I will throw Malik Willis in there as another guy we'll be talking about because there's so much to love about his ability and throwing on different off of different platforms and stuff like that. So I can't go without mentioning that guy.
He is going to be fun to watch day in, day out, just to see those small increments to see how much he improves from now until maybe it's time to find out if he can play. But good stuff.
For sure. Appreciate it.
All right. Teron Davenport for his weekly chat with us. Stay tuned. We're coming back with a lot more here on Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.